aspect to what you said about causing response will go into Golas. Because going into Golas even without a sin was also set, was part of the plan. There's a topless to go against Golas.
For sure. But this is not, if you don't mind, it's 601, it's the Torah time. Okay. It's Limud Hayayim, L'zecher Nishmas, Rabbi Chmiel ben Matisho, Zecher Levach on the day of his yahrzeit. May today's learning be a schus for his neshama, sponsored by his grandchildren, Mr. and Mrs. Hirsch Hemfield. Okay, we are holding an Ayin Vav Amud Beis. And we are up to the bottom of the Amud Mamish. And I want to repeat, because it's very interesting, you know, this is what happens when you only prepare a day ahead. At least this time it happened, that I said the Rosh's shot in the last two stories. Here by Rav Shadi Gira, Bardek, Rabbi Barhuna, Yosef, Ekoim, the Rosh learned that shot is they had 24 hours, so they didn't, I'm sorry, they, where is it? Right. That shot is his wife was mad at Matar. He was mad. He didn't. He tortured his. I'm tortured. He made life a little bit difficult for his wife. He heard his wife make it better. He played around. He got up. He walked around. He wanted her not to be get to Hafara right away. He wanted to teach her a lesson about Nadarim. So that's how he learned these two stories. At the end, the Rush says, and this is I didn't yesterday. I wasn't aiming on it. But let's go back to the last line in the Rush on the Amud Beis. Avilisvarim de Garcia ain't halachic leisazuk. So why are we bringing these stories here? These stories is they had 24 hours. The Raya is, their wife made a netter. They took their time. No rush. One shot arrows and to find out exactly where the shade will hit. One went outside to see how his shadow looks so he can know 24 hours. So that makes sense if you paskin that you have 24 hours. But if you're Gairus ain't halachic leisazuk, why would the Gemara bring these two stories? Not like you just said. You just said ain't halachic leisazuk. Then we say you don't have 24 hours. Then you bring me two stories that you do have 24 hours. The Gemara doesn't do that. At least say somebody says we do paskin. You don't say we don't paskin like that pair, and then bring two stories of people that did like that pair. So the Rush, according to that Girsa, ain't makaymakan. These two stories don't belong here. El Lekala Bishmaitzen. So later on in the Gemara, the Rush will rebring these two stories if your guy was ain't halachic leisazuk. So there's two pshatim in these stories. One shot is going the halachic leisazuk. That's the pshat the Rush explained now, because that's why it belongs in the Gemara now. If you hold ain't halachic leisazuk, because if you hold ain't halachic leisazuk, so what does it mean they got up and shot arrows?
That's why it doesn't belong here. Why did they bring it here?
So again, so the Rush says it's not supposed to be here. It's a mistake. It belongs later on. That's what the Rush says. Exactly. So whether it's here or later will determine what the pshat in this Gemara is. So there are two pshatim in the stories. One pshat is to say that they took their time to be made to netter. They knew they had 24 hours, so they figured out by using shade and shadow to figure out exactly when the 24 hours will be, and therefore they let their wife, the word I used yesterday, whether it's correct or not, stew in waiting to see what the husband would do. Or the other pshat is it's a totally different story, and we will learn what that is later on. And that story, these two stories, belong in a new halacha that the Gemara will say later on to prove that halacha. And it doesn't belong in this Gemara. Dr. Gemara Weiter, Tanan Hasa, is a Mishnah. Mafir in the Nedarim b'Shabbos, you can be made for the Nedarim b'Shabbos. This is a Mishnah in Masechet Shabbos. V'nishalim l'darim shein l'tzayrach ha-Shabbos. And you can be matir Nedarim for if you need it on Shabbos. A guy made a netter that he won't have an offer of eggs. How can he go through Shabbos without eating eggs? So he has to be matir the netter l'tzayrach Shabbos. So he can go to three people or to the Rav, the Gemara will discuss that later, and be matir netter. Iboilu. Mafir in Nedarim b'Shabbos l'tzayrach HaShabbos. Is the word l'tzayrach HaShabbos go back on both? That the husband can be made for Nedarim that are needed for Shabbos. If his wife made a netter not to have an offer from eggs, he can be made for it. But if she said that she won't eat sushi on Sunday, then he can't be made for it because it's not Tzayrach HaShabbos. Or Dilma, Avilu Shalei L'Tzayrach. Or Hafara can be done with, if you notice, it says, Mafir Nedarim B'Shabbos, Minasal Nedarim Shein L'Tzayrach Shabbos. Is L'tzayrach Shabbos going only on the last one? That you can be matur neder only L'tzayrach Shabbos, but Hafara can be done all the time? Or is L'tzayrach Shabbos going back on both?
Is that called
Hakana? Hakana, you're being made for the neder.
She can't do that thing.
Okay, so let's give the Gemara a chance. It's a good question you're asking. Very nice question. But
okay,
I think we should give the Gemara a chance.
Yeah, I don't need that. Once I have on the video.
Okay, I'm sorry. You're only covered anymore. You're past covered.
Right.
That's what you say. Right. You buy low. Mafir to die on the Tarek HaShabbos, and then my village will die on the Tarek. Zuck to Rosh. Tanan Hassan Peg Basu the Shabbos. Mafir to die on Baal Ishtav and Nisham Lechachem. You buy low. Mafir to the Tarek Shabbos, eat the Tarek Shabbos at the Vayu Koi. They're going back on both. I did Tysus. Tanan Hassan Mafir to die on Shabbos. Mishni Bishilu Shabbos. Nisham Lechachem to die on Shem the Tarek Shabbos. Can Nidre Achilu Shtia, which he has to do on Shabbos. Ibailu. Now, if you're in the drama, Shabbos, the Tarek Shabbos, Dafka, will the Tarek Shabbos dig 20 b'seif at Tavayu Koi? It's going on both. Behind the 20 b'Shabbos, b'Shabbos trey zimni. Aye, why does it say b'Shabbos two times? If both are the Tarek Shabbos, b'shil mefarish time of b'shilin Shabbos, from the Shaila tzricha bezen, b'fara ein tzricha bezen. The reason it says Mafir Nedarim B'Shabbos and Nishal Nedarim Shei L'Tzayach HaShabbos, why doesn't it just say Mafir Nedarim and Nishal Nedarim Shei L'Tzayach HaShabbos? Because Mafir Nedarim is done with the husband and Nishal is done by Bezen, so it splits it up into two cases. I do Mafir Nedarim L'Tzayach HaShabbos. Zok Darash, two reasons that we should say Hafara can work, Hafara can be done, it works anyway. Hafara can be done even for Nedarim that don't apply in Shabbos. Number one, Mishum Shizman Ha'ever L'Tzayach. Going to one Mandi Amar HaMishnah, once it turns dark, he can't be Mefer. She makes a netter on Shabbos. If he can't be Mefer on Shabbos, it's over. She ain't Shabbat. Nothing he can do. So therefore, this is the only way he can get it done. And that's Mutter, even though it's Achala. And Inami, Mishum de Baal Mefer Beloi Pesach, U Beloi Charata, Bedibur Baal Mefer, Afil Shloi Lutzach Shabbos. Not considered any major thing. You don't need a Bezen, you don't need a Chacham. Husband just says mufer. It's minor enough that we don't care he does it on Shabbos. So the Rosh offers you two svaras, because the Rosh is going now to have a meaning of the Gemara, that it doesn't depend how long I have. Can I be made for the darn b'Shabbos? Whether I have 24 hours or whether I don't have 24 hours, can I be made for on Shabbos? The reason I should be able to be made for, if I only have till night, it's very logical that I should be able to be made for today, because it's my only chance. If I have 24 hours, so then what's the rush? The rush is because the reason it should be mutter is it's a big deal. The husband just says mufer l'chu. There's no betin, there's no big thing going on. Yes.
Problem is the opening, which is what he said, the halachadrua carrying is more dear to the... Therefore you can see that the halachadrua...
It's not a malacha.
Exactly my point. That's exactly my point.
Again, you can't be Madama carrying the Deraisa, brought in the Torah, Tafaris Nadarim, that is the biggest thing, but only be an Issa Drabbanon, and the question is did they make it or not?
That's what I had.
What language? Fine, I'll reword the word. You'll find the word that I can use that won't bother you. What's up? What? Okay, there's three people talking at the same time, so let me try to count it again. When Rabbanim make Zeres, they don't make it on minor things. Even though the rights to ours is Mlocha Geruah, but the Rabbanim sometimes didn't make it on minor things. They said, this is Mutter. They didn't say, after everything. They answered certain things and didn't answer other things. So this would be something they didn't answer. It didn't reach the bar that they thought they should make Xera. Fine. Exactly. Every drop on them is arbitrary. It's not arbitrary once they made it. It's arbitrary when they make it. Yes. Yes. And now, your question was, why should this be Achana? So it is a bit Shaila. Is there Achana B'dibur? That's your question. It's Achana B'dibur. So I will digress for a second. I always used to hold, and I personally would still hold, that there's no Achana B'dibur. But, because I never saw in Halakha that I saw brought down that you can't speak, you're not allowed to speak about Malacha, you do on Monday, but that's because I'm Dabe Dover, not Achana. It's I'm not allowed to speak about things I can't do. But I never thought that somebody said I can't go to, I'm going to drive, I can't say I'm going to drive because of Achana. Not a chana that I'm going to say I'm going to do something. So I never saw it. However, having said that, I really believe this, my limited, very limited knowledge of Halacha. But Rabbi Groomer answered selling Aliyas and Shemini Atzeres for Simchus Torah because of Achana. To me, it was a chiddush nifla, because in all of Klal Yisrael, they sell Aliyas on Shemini Atzeres for Simchus Torah. At least where I grew up, it was always done. I guess in Eretz Yisrael they don't, because they know Aliyas on Simchus Torah. But and that's what I always watched. I never saw any Rav Asrit before, and I never thought it was Asrit because I didn't think it was Akana. But Rabbi Groomer Asrit in Shemir Shabbos till a certain amount after Shkia to sell the Aliyas because of Akana. Okay, this is not a conversation. I'm walking out, so we will move on.
I don't know. Interesting
that it must be in them that Rabbi Groomer argues on your concept of 50% wrong. Again, I'm just saying he held it with us. I still think, I didn't argue in Shabbat Shabbos, they still wait. I have to admit, I cut down some minutes, because I hold this mutter. But I wouldn't go and cut the show against him. He paskin. He was the Rav in Shemir Shabbos. He's the Rav in Shemir Shabbos. I still don't think there's the... But Rabbi Cohn assumed, like Rabbi Groomer, that there is Achana B'dibur. And he asked me, so if you cancel a netter on Shabbos for something that's not the gay of Shabbos, aren't you preparing the woman that she can do something on Shabbos? The answer is it's not anyway, because you're not really preparing anything. You're canceling something that would kick in then, that's all. Okay, let's. I don't want to spend all day on a chana now.
What was the
case
they were selling on Shmini Atzeres for Simchas?
Yeah. Meaning, Shmini Atzeres, what they usually used to do is right after Mincha, they sold Aliyas for Simchas Torah, Chasam Breches, Chasam Mafter, the Aliyas, and all the Kibudim, and all the things, they sold it. Right? And he said, you can't do that on Shmini Atzeres, it's a chana. What bothered me is, hey, why is it Achana? I don't argue with Rabbi Groomer. I didn't tell you for sure not. And in Ein Mashiv and Nesari Lachem, he said the Gemara says that I can't ask him now. And the second thing that bothered me is they sold things for the whole year. They sold the schus of candles, or the schus of wine, or the schus of... So, Manashach, if it's Achana, why is that not Achana? And that's Simchas Torah for the weekday. That he didn't answer. So again, I kept quiet. He's the Rav. He was the Rav. He's still the Rav as far as I'm concerned. And therefore...
He left the whole year.
Yeah, that's he left. So again, I didn't confront him. I knew I was smarter than that. And therefore, I just left him. He held it with a color. Again, and I cast the show up, don't mean it anyway. Impugn. I just happened my limited knowledge in Hilchos Shabbos, and it's not like a Rabbi Groomer, like it's like a toenail compared to his knowledge. But the Achmi Kichlai Takal, I don't understand it. Weiter. Don't think of my Weiter. We're off the subject. Tashma. The Tani Rav Zuta, let's learn the main Rav Papi. Eim Afir Nidar Melov of Tzarek HaShabbos. So Rav Papi says, only the Tzarek HaShabbos. He answers your shaila clearly. Zok to Gemara Rav Asher Letan Hachi. Our Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says Nadri Mechashecha. If he fakes it at a Friday night, I'm sorry, as Shabbos is leaving, that's what the Mishnah said, right? Mefer Atlo Asher Letechshach. He has to be Mefer right away. The Amit Letzarech Hashabbos and Shloim Letzarech Hashabbos Lai. If you're going to tell me if you can only be made for things that are necessary for Shabbos, I feel the Betaycha Yoimena Yafalav. The Shloim Letzarech. If she's doing it right before Shkia, that means it's not Negeya now. She's bathing herself in something. It's a minute before Shkia. So he has a minute to be made for Nadarim. Right? So he says he has the minute. Right? Now, is it Tzarek Shabbos? And if it's not Tzarek Shabbos, so then even in the middle of the day, he can't be made for if it's not Tzarek Shabbos. Why are you making it sound that it has to do with time? Not a time thing. If it's Shloim L'Tzarek Shabbos, it's Shloim L'Tzarek Shabbos. And the Rush is going to explain why the Gemara did it this way. Why did the Gemara just ask him the fact that he can be made for the netter she made a minute before Shkia, that you see it's Shloim L'Tzarek Shabbos? The Rush is going to explain that. So the Gemara, Tanoi. So my point is to know him. As far as the drive car, Yom, Rabbi Yaita, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Buzz, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meisle. One, our Mishnah says, Kalayim, and those two Tanoim said 24 hours. The man Dhamma Kalayim in Treloi, I feel it's Loy, Lutzer, Kashavas Mefer. The one that says it depends on that day, so that you can do any debtor. This is your only time. The man Dhamma Meisleis, Tzer Shabbos in, Shloy, Lutzer, Kashavas Loy. So at the end of the Gemara says, it depends on your time limit. If you have 24 hours, what's the rush? And if you don't have 24 hours, you have to shkia. This is the only time you can do it. So we allow it. Dr. Rush. She asks herself from eating or drinking, and she doesn't have any more time. You don't want to bring a riot from the fact that says Samuch L'chashecha, he can be Mefer. The Mefer Riboy Joim Kama. The Ikish Shahs B'yayim Lecho. Right. He can be Mefer because there's still time to eat. Mesef Medakdik Shaper. The Mash Medavke Chashecha. HaB'yayim, I feel the Samuch L'chashecha, Matzi Mefer. The Rush is explaining as follows. But the Mishnah said, Nadrim Chashecha Mefer Atzlei Techshach. You could say she still has a minute to eat. So it's Negei Shabbos. But why did the Mishnah have to say that? Why did the Mishnah tell me you can't be made for Nadarim that are not Latar Shabbos? It doesn't make a difference when in Shabbos it is. Why did the Mishnah mention that? The Mishnah says, if it's close to darkness, you have a second. Mashma, the earlier, the more time you have. It's not a general halacha. Not true. Depends if you can Negei Shabbos or not Negei Shabbos. Therefore, the Gemara is Medayik. You don't need the Tzairach HaShabbos. As long as it's in Shabbos, give me Mefer. So the Gemara's answer is, Man Damer Kol HaYoyim in Trei Loi Afil Shloi L'Tzairach HaShabbos. Kiven Di Yevshu Lohofer Mishetakshach Ekilu Chachamim Lohofer Mishabbos Af Shloi L'Tzairach. The Rabbana were Meiko to be Mefer Shabbos even Shloi L'Tzairach. But Man Damer Meisleis L'Tzairach HaShabbos in Shloi L'Tzairach Shabbos. Im Nadri B'Shabbos Eina Mefer L'Tzairach Shabbos. Avol Im Nadri B'Erev Shabbos. Now here comes the Kiddush. She made a net of Friday afternoon. He has 24 hours. The 24 hours expired 2 p.m. on Shabbos. He wasn't made for Erev Shabbos. It is now Shabbos 10 o'clock. He walks over to the rabbi. He says, I got 4 hours. So the rabbi said, where were you till now? I forgot to do it yesterday. The halacha is, I feel the shloi l'tzarech HaShabbos. He could have done it yesterday. Amina lekaman. The Gemara will say in a minute. The neshalim on the dorim b'shabbos l'tzarech HaShabbos. I feel him in the dorim. Shari l'shalim b'baijim. The Gemara is going to say, a guy made a netter, a man made a netter, not to eat eggs. And now he wants to eat eggs on Shabbos. Now he made this netter a week ago, on Sunday. Why didn't you go be matzah the netter before Shabbos? Look, the Gemara doesn't make a difference. It's Tzairach Shabbos, you can go to the Rav. So this man who wasn't made for his wife is like the man that wasn't matzah his netter for the first 6 days. What'd you wait for? Terence says, you shouldn't have waited, but you did. And now it's Shabbos and you need it. Same thing here by Afara. Now it's Shabbos and this is the only time you can be made for because at 2 o'clock your time expires. Therefore, let me just finish the Rosh. That the Rosh is saying that when can't you be made for on Shabbos? If your time, when you have past Shabbos to be made for. Meaning if you made a Shabbos, netter Shabbos morning, you have until Sunday morning. You're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. But any netter, the Rosh is trying to explain, not only according to the Mandama that it expires at that day, even according to the Mandama that gives you 24 hours. But if your 24 hours expire on Shabbos, you can be made for Nadarim, even though they're not necessary for Shabbos. You could have done it before Shabbos. You heard it on Friday. Your Yom Shammai kicked in on Friday. This month, your whole Yom Shammai is 24 hours. Well, you're right. He should have done it on Friday, but he didn't. And now, if he doesn't do it, she'll be stuck. That's Mefer. But we're building Mefer on the Gemara that's coming up. The Gemara in a moment is going to ask, if I have a chance to be matanetted before Shabbos, and I didn't take advantage of it, and now it's Shabbos, and I need to eat this shalot, right? Can I go to bed? Or do we say, listen, you blew it. You had the whole week to be matanetted. You weren't matanetted. Forget about it. Your own fault. The halacha is you can go to bed.
Even though it's more
mature, it's actually more. It's still a mature. So Rush, based on that, even the Mandam that said you have 24 hours only means that if you can do it after Shabbos, wait. But not if you didn't do it before Shabbos, then you can't be made for on Shabbos. Yes?
Did you see anyone comment? I mean, this seems to me to be extremely difficult. We're drawing rules for being mafer from rules for being pater.
Correct.
They're completely different things, except they both begin with mem.
No, they're not. They are and they aren't. They're both ways of removing an eder.
Don't tell me you're talking about superstition.
The Gemara is different. Again, we're dealing with rabbinic halacha, and the Rosh is saying that if you see the Rabbanon, okay, what? Let's learn the next Gemara. Look to Gemara right there. We're going to come back to it.
Same thing. Chacham is like a bet. Yes.
I don't remember the Mishnah so well, but only brought one Monday Amar.
Right, because the Mishnah didn't bring the Machlokes. Rabbeinu HaKadosh Patskin that way. You're right. Many cases in Shas, the Mishnah... Again, if you think that it never happens except for here, I won't argue with you. But I know many Mishnahs that don't bring two Mandi Amrim. Yes?
Did somebody
miss
the Mishnah?
Correct.
What if the onus only happened at the end? Would this be a riot that you should...
Isn't that good that Machlokes Rishonim? We paskin like that good, that if the Einus ends at the end, you can still daven Tashlumim. Right? I don't know if you can use this as a raya, because you, not necessarily, the Madame Malach and Chalamoy, the Madame a lot of things. But I never heard somebody be Madame in the Dharma. It's an interesting dimyan. It might be true. It's the Machlokes Rishonim, the Mukiyais of Baba Kam, I believe it is.
Here
we're going to go into Hilchos Menachem in a minute.
Just very quickly, a chance. He wasn't in the...
Okay, can I say it for you much faster and much clearer? A person thinks about Mincha at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He says, Shadam, I got 4 hours to daven. At 5 o'clock in the afternoon, he thinks about it. He says, I can go daven at 7. And then, at 6:45, he fell asleep. And he missed Mincha. He woke up at 8:30. Is he an Einus? Yes, it's the halacha l'maisa. To Machlokes Rishonim, but yes, it's the halacha
l'maaseh. My case was more like he just couldn't.
I know what that means. I'm not so into couldn't. You just pick a sitter and daven. What do you mean you couldn't? I don't know. You use before davening, saying, can I daven now or can't? I don't. Maybe I should. But all I know is I take a sitter and I daven. Whether I can or can't, I do. I have to do it. My wife tells me she doesn't, by the way. But if she would tell me take out the garbage, I don't think to say, can I take out the garbage now? Can I take? You go do it and get it done. I won't give that to you. My wife never asked me to take out the garbage. Don't take my advice. In the last 10 years, before that, she used to, but then she used to. But it's shown with the arms and the tzayach HaShabbos. Iboyeluhu. Kshaloyam p'nai. Is that only if he didn't have time to do it before Shabbos? Adum ekshaylam p'nai. Or even if he had time. Tashema. This Dakagule Rabbanon Lebreder of Chizda Breder of Zira. The Rabbanon were Mater Neder to the son of Rav Zutra, who was the son of Rav Zira. Afilu bin Adarim Shailam Pnai mi by Jai. Answer, clear answer. The Rabbanon did it. So the Rosh uses that. That you see that when it comes to Nadarim, the Rabbanon allowed removing Nadarim. They didn't, and therefore there's no reason. Yes, there are a lot of chalukim between Afar and Atara. But this is not one of them. Because the question is, do we blame a guy for being a Peshaya? This is a Peshaya. He's had time to do it and didn't care. This is a real Peshaya. It was a Peshaya. It wasn't an Einus. He was a Peshaya. Maybe that's not why it's a Dimyan. He was even Peshaya. He was a Peshaya. And Rabbana said, we're not going to punish him for being a Peshaya. So why should we punish the woman for being a Peshaya? You want to make a difference? You have to prove the difference that Rabbana would make such a thing. Why should they? They didn't punish the man for making the netter, they're punishing the woman for not letting her husband be made for it. They didn't do it. That's all. Dr. Ash, Shaloi Lam Pnai Mi Bai Jai, Now Chandadim B'Shabbos, that would be the case, he doesn't have time. Or Yilay Nizdam Alei Chacham Erev Shabbos. Or he has nobody that could find him a Pesach from Erev Shabbos. Zogti Gemara Vait. Savar Rav Yisav Lameimar, Now here comes a new halacha. Sabu Rav Yisrael Lemeimar, Nishalim Bedarim B'Shabbos B'Yochid Mumcha. If you have to be Matir Neder, now there are two ways to be Matir Neder. Matir Neder. We're not Afara now. We're leaving Afara to the side. We'll be back, but we're leaving Afara to the side. The Rabbanan held that there's two ways to be Matir Neder. You either go to three people, which is what we do, which is the smart thing to do today, because we don't go with Yachid Mumcha. Or you go to a Yachid Mumcha. You go to a person who is a mumcha. What does mumcha mean? Is a big machlokes rishayim. The Ran talks about it three times in Masechtas Nedarim, including, I believe, over here. Not sure if he does about here, but he talks about it in the next spot. I think on Ayin Chesem and Beis he talks about it. He also talks about it on Chesem and Beis, and also somewhere in the middle. Three places the Ran goes through the machlokes rishayim what a mumcha is. Whatever it is, it doesn't apply to us. According to some Rishayim, he has to have smicha, which we don't have today. I'm talking about real smicha from Beit Rabbeinu, so that's not the Gaya. According to other Rishayim, it means somebody that's muflig b'dayrei, somebody that's like accepted as the. That's what the Gemara says. Fine, it could be more than one, but it's somebody that's another. We don't do Yachid Mumcha anymore. So the Gemara had a havamina that we don't want to look like a Bezen. Bezen doesn't paskin on Shabbos. If you convene three, you're going through emotions of a bezin. Now, Yochid Mumcha, even though he's acting like a bezin, but he's not three people, it doesn't have the same appearance as a bezin. So therefore, Madiyama, who is this? Savar, Rav Yisrael Lemeimah, Nishalim B'Darim B'Shabbos B'Yochid Mumcha In, B'Shloy Shejai Tesloy. He wanted to say that heter, the Rabbanan said that you can be matur nedarim on Shabbos at a tzair of Shabbos. We don't do a din. You don't paskin dinim on Shabbos at Bethan. So therefore, shlai shad yaitis lai, should the merzi kedina. Amalei Abaya said, this depends on the machloikas. We had this machloikas in Perek number 3. Do you need Pesach or can you do Charata? Pesach needs discussion. Pesach needs a discussion. Is this a good Pesach? Is this not a good Pesach? Does it reach the bar? Is it Nylon? Is it whatever? All the discussions. Charata needs no discussion. The guy walks in and says, I'm sorry I ever made the Neder. You don't have to ask him any questions. You don't have to figure out why he shouldn't have. So the Gemara is going to say that if you hold, do you need Pesach? Then it's a din. And if you hold, at least there's the way the Gemara is approaching it. If you hold Charata is good enough, then it's not a din. My nafkamina. Can I have relatives? Can I have a relative on my bezin of Ataras Nadara? Can I have my brother? My brother and two other people. Can I have my brother? Have my father? My son? Relative. If you hold this Charata, so then the three are not a bezin, and you can do it. You don't have to sit down like a bezin sits. There's no, you can do it at night. Bezin doesn't convene at night. Because it's not really a bezin. It's the Torah said three people can be mounted in the dark. So they're mounted in the dark. They're not acting like a bezin. It's because it's very simple. It's cut and dried. The guy comes in and says, I'm sorry I ever made the netter. Fine, mutalok, and it's over. So then, not mechzi kedina. They can be standing and cooking for Shabbos, or standing and making the eggs, or doing something, and somebody walks over and says, I made a letter, mutalach, three people. And over. So that's mutter. But Mashenkin, if you hold, you need Pesach. So then you can't have relatives, and you can't do it at night, and you can't, at least the way the Gemara is learning now. So then it's a din. So Enochanami, then you can declare, can I do it in front of three or not? On Shabbos. Dr. Gemara, Amal Abaya, Kivan the Sphere one, since we hold, we allow standing, which Bezin doesn't do. We allow Kroivim, which Bezin doesn't do, usually. And even night. Bezin doesn't paskin at night. They don't start a din at night. It's not a din, even in front of three people.
Why did Rabbi say his case thing, if I remember correctly, he said one relative and two non.
So this is a finish I never knew before. Rabbi Schutz enlightened me a while back, that the heter of Kroivim is only one relative. I never do that. That means nothing, as I don't know 99% of Torah, or maybe 99.99% of Torah. But Rabbi Schutz enlightened me. So I asked him where he got it from. He said he heard it from Rabbi Karp. So he went back there to Israel, and he asked Rabbi Karp, where did you get it from? And Rabbi Karp handed him the tshuva from Moshe Sternbuch that says that according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, only one relative is kosher, a diyuk in Rabbi Kiva Eger. Now, I didn't read it yet, but it's interesting that Rabbi Kiva Eger, he talks about, I knew 2 days ago when I prepared, I saw this Rabbi Kiva Eger. But I didn't read Rabbi Kiva Eger inside. I'm not sure what his diyuk is, and I'm not going to read it now. But he just handed me the copy of the tshuva.
How did he get
the
copy?
The Ruach HaKodesh, he just came, and it came flying down Menachem Maim. I don't know, but that's not my point. The point is, he handed me this tshuva this morning. I didn't have a chance to read it. But the Rabbi Kiva Eger says, we're matar kroid, but we're not matar a woman, and we're not matar a cotton. That's Rabbi Kiva Eger's psak. Only kroidim. Now, the way Rabbi Kiva words it, Rabbi Kiva Eger words it, Rabbi Sternbuch, the Reish Bezin of the Eid HaKredes, the Gaivet of the Eid HaKredes, he's medayik, but only one relative, not two. Now, I haven't seen how he's medayik it, but from that, Rabbi Kiva Eger is medayik it. Rabbi Karp saw the tshuva of Karp. He told it to Rabbi Schultz, who told it to me. I never knew it before, but that's your answer.
But now, you should thank you for another reason. Then you have it for your drusha tomorrow.
No, I don't have it for my drusha tomorrow because I don't think anybody in my show is interested whether two relatives can be matanet or not.
That goes for the ones before
drusha
also?
Yeah, the chayra, good to kivega. You know, I'll tell you something else from kivega's chiddush, neira, kivega. The halacha is that one member of the bezin has to know your netter. All three don't have to know what netter you're being matanet. Let's say a guy has a private netter. Doesn't want people to know he had that netter. It can be all kinds of different things that are private. But one person has to know.
So if four times is only to one.
What?
Only
you only have to be fired to one, and he has to agree that you can be mocked at that netter because not all the dharma are mutter. He tells the other two, I know the netter, and it's good to go. And they can say, mutter luck. That's our luck. Dr. Kiveger, what if you don't trust any of those three people? You don't want to tell them. But you have a kid that's 13 years old, but you don't know if he has Shnei Saras. And Hakaras Nadam is a derisa. So the kid has to have Shnei Saras, which, by the way, is a mistake everybody makes in Eretz Yisrael to use a 13-year-old bar mitzvah kid. How do you know he has Shnei Saras? You can't use a 13-year-old bar mitzvah kid. You have to know he has Shnei Saras. So what do? Dr. Kiveger, this halacha that Bezal has to know the net is a drabonon. On a drabonon, we rely that every 13-year-old kid has Shnei Saras. So you have a bezin of four. You get the kid, the 13-year-old, joins the others. You tell the 13-year-old the netter. He tells the other three that it's good to go. So under the rice of having three not ketanim, you have three. They don't have to know the netter. Under the rabbanon, that somebody has to know the netter, you have a fourth. He's one of the dayanim. He says mutalach also. Dr. Kiveger, that's what you can do. You can have three adults that definitely have Shnei Saras. Midoraita, that you need them, they don't have to know the netter. The drabbanon, the galacha, that one of the people have to know the netter, you have that 13-year-old. But 13-year-old can't be matam midoraita. But it's only drabbanon that one has to know. So for that, this is Rabbi Kiveger's chiddush. That's why it's Rabbi Kiveger. And that is good enough. Now the kasha is, you end up with a bezin of four, we have a galacha of a bezin shakul, it doesn't seem to bother us. But that's Rabbi Kiveger. I'm just telling you another Rabbi Kiveger, yes.
When you tell
the person, whoever the recipient of the information, you have to
tell
them in a language
they can understand. Yes. Okay. Zucht
the Gemara. Again.
People don't even know it's the name of
Dharma,
or if they did, they don't even know what they are.
Right. It works anyways. Again, you want to know the truth? I don't have a sitter here. The sitter says, you say, I know that I'm supposed to be mefarad the netter. I know I'm supposed to. But do not rabbi say, ki yavshu lefartam ki rabim heim, al ken yu benecha ki lo yisefartam. Does that really work?
I guess so.
Not so simple. And nobody really knows why it works. But Klai Yisrael does it, and Klai Yisrael is never wrong.
Except when Rabbi Gross.
No, they didn't. He held that. Machloik is an halacha. Zagdarash. I'm sorry, yeah, Dr. Rush. Now, according to this is where the two stories belong. One of them was standing when he was Martin Eder. One of them was busy shooting arrows when he was being Martin Eder. So that's the other shot in the two stories. It belongs here. That you don't have to sit down. You don't have to take this as a kaivud raish of a bedin. Rav Chiya Barav Shadi Giro Badik. He shot arrows and said, you want to take off the netter? Rabbi Baravuna Yatsi Bekoyim was getting up, sitting down. There was no, we'll read it in the Rosh right now. So let's read the Rosh.
And that was Hatara, not Hafara.
That was Hatara, not Hafara, correct. It's a whole different case. This has nothing to do with Hafara's Nadarim, those two stories. They're Hatara's Nadarim. And that's what the Rosh says. If you're Gairus, Ein Halacha Kaisa Zot, those two stories have nothing to do with Hafara. They belong here. After Halacha, that a peasant doesn't have to sit, you bring the stories of these two Amorim that didn't sit. Dr. Raj, which the Mechzi Kedina, even the Tzarek Shleisha, the Ein Donim B'Shabbat, even the Sviel Afilim Umed, but didn't Dafka Meyushav, didn't meet sitting, but B'Yayim, B'Yayim Hachilu Yezbarav, the day, that's what we learn now, that didn't have to be by day, Kvar Baba Basra. He says it's in Sanhedrin also. U'Krayvim Psulim Ledin, the same Klayum Tzuav Asabonim, the Kala Kashir Vodin Kashir Lohayim. Says you can't have an eight a karav. We learn now that if you can't have an eight a karav, you can't have a die in a karav. Khan Roy Ligreis, this is where you should add Hadikas of Lael. So the Rosh, this add the two stories here. Chiyam Barav Shadigira Baidak. Hayamai Rechitzim, he was shooting arrows. Ubaidak is Hanoidram, Neschal Kanidrai. Are you having karata? Did you ever change your mind? He was shooting arrows while he was talking to the person and being Martinetter. And over here, the Sriel Afilim Umad, the Paiskim Karata Koldu. All he has to say is, I'm sorry I ever made it. They Tzarek Lim Tzim Pesach Lenidroi. Hilkachaya, Miss Asik Bidroi Machere, Mishar Shai Matar Neder. Because Gain Tzarek Yishuv Adas. You don't have to settle down and think it through. Ela Derech Haroi Yoy Matar. You can do this as you're doing other things. What's Derech Haroi? Usually means temporary, but it's not here. It means not, I don't know what word to use. What?
Casually.
V'izdegaris shari nidru baidik. Pirish hoy matur nedru baidik sakin. That he wasn't shooting arrows, he was checking his chalof while he was being matur nedru. Same idea. He wasn't taking it, he wasn't putting his head to it.
Was the arrow thing for the time?
That was according to the first gear. That's if your gyrus is over there. That's what the Rosh is saying. That if you learn that you don't have 24 hours, then it doesn't belong there. Two shot him in the story. In fact, according to Rabbi Kleinman, the Rabbeinu Art Scroll brings two shot to both shot them in the story. As you told me yesterday.
I can't believe a person that had 25 years. I don't get it.
Like Rabbi Baravuna.
Kleinman was punished by Rabbeinu's dies. They were fishing.
Right. Rabbi Baravuna, have a Yatsiv Rikoyim. Pirish, Hayyashiv Aymed, Shloy Chayshus Liyushiv Adas, Ella Derech Haroy, I'm out in the dorm casually. There is the thing. So these two stories either belong there or belong here, and there's two different interpretations of the story. So I think about it right here. Amar Rav, Amar Rav, Amar Rav, Halacha, Mafir in the dorm Belailah. Frank, the Gemara, but Masnissa needs to be fair, Mishnah, you can be made for Nadar and Belailah. Says Nadar Belayla Shabbos, he can be made for all night. Elaimba Halacha Nishalim Belayla. You can ask Matir Neder by night. That's a chiddush. Don't think about Amar Rav Abba Ravuna. Amar Rav Achi. Did Rav say this? Now the way the Rosh, I'm sorry, the way the Rosh seems to learn, Rav Abba told Ravuna, Rav said it. Rav said it. Amar Loi. So Ravuna answered him, Ishtik. This is a very hard thing according to the Rosh. This gives you more. Again, let me try again. Rav Abba said to Ravuna, let's learn it's a question. Did Rav say this? Amar Loi, Ishtik. So he said to him, now again, the Rosh doesn't gyrus this. Let's go back. Again, read the Rosh's gyrus. Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Huna, and take out Amar Rav. That's what the Rosh says. Amar Rav doesn't belong there. Rav Abba said in the name of Rav Huna. halacha mafir nedarim b'layla. Right? That's what he told them. So now let's go. Amalei Rav Abba Lo Ravuna. That which you said, Amar Rav Hachi, did Rav say it? Amalei, and he skips the word ishtek, the Rash. Amalei, ishki and kamrit, I'm reading the Rash, oy ashtaken. Are you asking me this because you're accepting it and you're trying to tell me you'd love to give me a drink? You're so happy about this halacha? Or you're telling me, keep quiet. What? When you ask me, did Rav say it? Are you questioning whether it's true or not? You want to know whether Rav said it, whether I'm right or not? And if Rav didn't say it, you want to argue with me? Or you're telling me, great, did Rav say it also? I'd love to give you a drink. That's what Ravuna asked Rav Abba back. Why are you asking me if Rav said it? Is it because you're agreeing and you're happy? Or because you're disagreeing, and if Rav didn't say it, you want me to keep quiet? Now, if Rav said it, you're not going to say anything. You have that kind of Rav. But why are you asking me whether Rav said it? That's how the Russians guys this Gemara. So again, let me read the Gemara again. Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Huna, and there's no Amar Rav according to the Rush. Right? Take a look in the Rush. Amar Rav Abba, Rav Huna, Garas, Veloy Garas, Amar Rav. Halacha Mafir Nidorim Balayla. Bamas Nisini, Nadja Balayla Shabbos. Eim Halacha Nishala Balayla. Amar Rav Abba, Rav Huna, Amar Rav Hachi. Amar Loi, if you read the Rush, Ashkayin Kamrit, Oyashtikin. Skip the word Amar Loi, Ishtik Amar Loi. Amar Loi, Ashkayin Kamrit, Oyashtikin. Amar Loi Rav Huna. Mekubu Loch Mashamayti, are you accepting what I said? Vataymel Ashkaisi, Im Rav Amra. You'll give me a drink if Rav also said it, because you're so happy with this halacha, you would love to have Rav's support for it. You're questioning. Rav said that. Are you asking me to keep quiet? So he asked me, why are you asking me if Rav said it? Is it you're looking for Rav because you're happy that a dialogue is true? Or you're looking for Rav like you can't believe Rav said such a thing? Rav was matter Rav's netter, the kituna de be Rav. Kituna de Beirav is in his room. I made. He was standing when he did it. Yechidi, he did it as a yachid mumcha, ubalayla, and he did it at night. Meaning that you don't have to have Pesach, you don't have to have a bezin sitting, you can stand. It happened to be Rav was a yachid mumcha, and by night. Zokta Rosh. Bekituna de Beirav cheder. Vayave hachedra, metargaminan, v'ol likituna. He went into the room. So Kituna is in the room of Rav. So he proved that Rav held that way. You can do it, Belila. Okay, we're going to stop here. The test goes to here. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos. Monday morning in Shabbos Shabbos. Unfortunately, there's no coffee there like there is here. Unless somebody brings it down. You know where you put it. Upstairs.
Sunday morning is here.
Sunday morning is here. They didn't close the bathrooms yet.
Upstairs?
I'm
still working with Yosef
Aryeh
about how to get the phone
working. Now we'll use a cell phone. It's no big deal. It's 5 days. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. 6 o'clock. Okay. 6 o'clock, not 5 to 6.
Where
would
you sit? By the
horse,
by the table?
Where's Penny
Allen?
I'm going to sit by, right behind the
Bima. Rabbi
Margaretin?
What? There's tables all the way. You haven't been in Shabbos Shabbos upstairs for a while. There's been tables there, yeah. Yes, Dr. Bray.
What is our upcoming schedule for the before Pesach?
The way I see it, the last day is the Wednesday before Pesach. And I'm trying to figure out whether I should write a test for next Friday or should leave it for that Wednesday for the extra 3 days. Meaning, so I have the whole week and 3 days afterward, 4 days, it's Sunday's Chazara. So I think I'm going to do test next Wednesday.
Are you familiar with the state for Tehillos Yitzchak?
Who?
Tehillos Yitzchak.
Yes, I know of the Sefer, yes.
So in it, the Maisa about Rabbi Zachariah, he says that the misplaced Anivus was that he was the head of the Sanhedrin, but he held himself not to be so he voted first. And since he voted first, nobody would go against him, so that's why they let him spin.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.